This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show, or as most of you call it, two boomers and some cool people. This is Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Christine.
Hi, Christine.
We were talking about during Jokes from the Maggots, somebody made a joke about, I don't know, French or whatever, and I brought up that was what I took. The only class I ever, in middle school on, through high school, ever got anything lower than a B in. C minus D plus, and Dawn asked the reasonable question of, why did you take French? My stupid answer, all I can remember is my dad had taken French, and I thought maybe it would genetically pass down. So we were talking about taking foreign languages, and this is, yes, she says, I took French in high school because everyone in my high school was already taking Spanish, right? There were like four or five Spanish classes, only one French class.
Yep.
She says, I don't remember any of it now. I didn't have anyone to speak French with after high school. Wouldn't have mattered for me anyways. I couldn't speak it when I got to high school. I skated through that. I skimmed through that class.
Ugh. You never got to go on any of the field trips where they take you out of the country to France? Like if you were one of
Whoa.
The... No?
Yeah, we didn't have those.
That's a fancy school.
No,
those
kidding.
Lavish type of opportunity. The only opportunity I had was in middle school, 7th or 8th grade, civics. They were offering, you had to pay for it and everything, a trip to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the class and everything, which I really wanted to go. I was a dork then about history.
Sure.
And I still to this day, I remember crying, bawling my eyes out at the dinner table because my parents just couldn't scrape together the money.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, but we can get you a new sports car. That's cool. But I'm totally over it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Master,
I'm good. It's okay, Robbie. It'll be fine. We have that. We've done it a couple times on Rad TV during commercial breaks. We'll do a question of the day where you email in your answers and we save for the end of the show. And I know more than once we've asked, what would you tell your younger self?
Yep.
I would go back and I would tell 12-year-old Robbie that the truth of the matter is this was your shot, pal, because at 52, you still will not have been to Washington, D.C. So you should cry even more.
Oh, poor kid.
And the reason then was they did not have the money to spend.
Yeah, right.
You have the money to go and do that.
I do. Unfortunately, our vacations fall at times I would never visit Washington,
sure.
D.C.
Yes.
Middle of summer, middle of winter. No, thank you.
Right.
All right, now, we're going to play Master of Movies here for George Lopez tickets.
Hotcha.
Okay, two things. First of all, how would we pronounce the name N-O-E? Noe? No?
No.
No.
Noe.
No.
No.
Yeah, Noe. I think Noe. I used to go to high school at the Noe.
Okay,
really?
We'll go with Noe.
Oh,
then.
All right. I was wondering if there's a slash over the E.
She simply says, yeah, an accent grave.
There you go.
Back to French.
French, it worked for you.
Noe says simply, with exclamation points, so she's angry with us. I assume it's a she. George Lopez does not say hacha. Thank you, honey.
Sorry.
We apologize for the frivolity.
Sorry, he says horchata.
Delicious.
Look, if you don't get it, you don't
funny.
Get it, you
That's
goofball.
All.
Oh, there it is. I didn't think it would be explained in two words. Or three
gosh,
words.
No?
We have a pair of tickets for you to see George Lopez.
Watcha.
See, funny.
At Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. Everybody that wins tickets qualified for the grand prize drawing to be upgraded to the front row, which is Friday morning. John, your caller 18. Oh, my God, I hate you.
Damn it, John.
Somebody, I hate somebody. All right, John, you will guess first. I say somebody because everybody's conferenced in. Steven, your caller 19.
Yep.
Okey-dokey, Ed.
Like that.
Anthony, your caller 20.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Brandon's from Mexico.
I do have to remember, it is the day after Cinco de Mayo, have a lot of hangovers.
That's true.
Okay. We are looking for a thriller from 2013.
About to yell at her. And I see she's holding hands with some short, hairy guy.
There is kind of sort of a George Lopez connection here.
Gotcha.
A thriller? Sci-fi-ish thriller.
Yeah, thriller, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, decent movie. All right.
About to yell at her. And I see she's holding hands with some short, hairy guy.
That's
John.
The category it's under. Decent movie.
No clue.
No clue. All right.
Nice try.
Thanks for giving it your almost. Steven. Anthony, do you know the movie?
Okie
dokie.
You lose.
Oh, man.
A periscope.
A periscope.
All right. Up, down, don't care. This is the George Clooney.
George Lopez.
George Clooney, Sandra Bullock movie that they're out in space.
Yeah, you actually don't ever see George Clooney in this movie.
I loved that movie.
You just hear him because he's on the radio comms.
Wait.
I saw that movie and I liked it. We never see him?
Yeah, you see him floating around in space on the movie clips I was pulling. He was floating around with Sandra Bullock. They were moving things around.
Oh.
He was on the space shuttle.
I don't remember.
Day one, and I'm bumping my way down Bourbon Street looking for a sister of a friend of mine.
Oh.
Streets are full of people. I think there's no way I'm going to find this girl.
Proceeding to override.
And all of a sudden, I look up, and there she is. I'm about to yell at her. And I see she's holding hands with some short, hairy guy in board shorts and a Margaritaville shirt.
So the thrilling part of this movie is that they get separated because Sandra Bullock's character basically is drifting off in space because shrapnel, space debris, just annihilates their space
Spoiler
station that they're
alert.
Working on.
No,
yeah.
Just kidding.
But so they get separated, but so they're talking to her, they're talking to each other the whole time, but they're like, they're separated. Right, Kyle?
Yeah. Yes.
Kyle doesn't know you saw movie clips.
I saw the movie clip. You saw George Clooney. Hey. I saw that clip, and I saw her floating out into space, and then it shut off, and then I didn't have time to finish the rest of the movie.
I guess I'm on a different planet today, so.
Because I only saw it 11 years ago. I could have swore I saw George Clooney.
I feel like I saw him, but I don't, like, I just know I liked it. And I do remember the Sandra Bullock being disconnected and she's out floating.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to get her mind off of it, maybe.
We all
now
liked
I'm even
it,
trying to remember what the hell it was about. All I know is I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right, right.
I couldn't tell you what it's about, what happens.
Huh.
Nothing.
So we all liked it. It's a great movie. None of us have revisited it in a decade. We can't even remember the plot.
Nope.
We haven't rewatched it to the point where we're all going, was George Clooney actually shown in the movie?
For all I know, if I were to watch it today, I'd go, why did I like it?
What a classic.
For all I know.
We have two more chances for you to win today at 8 and 9 a.m. We did just do, as promised, the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
No, not featured yet. We will have another edition later on that might feature some dogs, but this was our special, hey, this video went viral of these lions humping on top of a safari jeep. And hey, when you Google lions humping, a whole bunch of videos come up. And so we put together a mishmash of lions humping in the wild. There was one in there that included a group session with a bunch of different lions all taking on one lioness. Michelle wrote in and said, I about died laughing during the part where the lioness is going back and forth between the brothers. I literally slapped my forehead and said out loud, OMG, she's a slut. Thank you for sharing. Yes. There were like four of them.
Wild Animal Kingdom.
That all took their turns.
Well, I'm glad she was choosing it.
With her.
Yes.
It was consensual, it appeared.
I don't know about that. Because if I'm remembering correctly, if that's the one, I think, where she's literally like trying to walk away from one of the brothers, either because she's sore or he doesn't have a good mating call, she doesn't get away. It's nature, people. Rape in nature. It is actually pretty common. Dolphins are the rapists of the ocean. Lions rape.
Cruel.
Others rape. It's just part of the circle.
They're so cute yet cruel.
Rapists?
No,
interesting.
The
wow. Use that as
of
a defense
the wild.
In court.
Oh my God.
Are rapists not the animals of the human wild? Thank you. Uh-huh. I rest my case. I don't know what my case is, but I rest it in the interest of staying on the air. One interesting note in the news. The U.S. Air Force has announced plans for an AI-controlled F-16.
Ooh.
Described as the biggest advance in military aviation since stealth planes were introduced in the early 1990s. The Air Force is planning on having an AI-enabled fleet of over 1,000 AI-operated drones/jets, F-16s, by 2028. The thing I love about this story is how people just, like, freak out in all sorts of directions. Some of it I get, but God forbid we just take a moment to go, okay, first thing I go is, okay, fewer dead Americans. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, fewer dead humans in general.
Sure.
You got to pick a side, whatever. I think fewer dead. By the way, duh. Did we not all see this coming? We've had drones for over a decade that some gamer is flying from Quantico or where at Vegas and is shooting down people or terrorists or buildings from thousands of miles away. Of course this was the next step. So a drone, right, is like a bigger than a model plane or remote control plane, much smaller than a jet. So you just go bigger and you actually put a jet with the actual missiles. And air-to-air combat is what you can do ultimately.
Yeah, but the scary thing is you go to your mindset and you think everything's a movie and you go, Terminator, here's how Skynet is born.
Yeah, that's where my mind goes as well, Kyle, because, you know, you put AI in any sort of military weapon like an F-16, then that's where my mind goes too. But don't we already have AI in most jets and planes? Like autopilot, isn't that considered like an AI thing?
Yes, but here's the difference. An AI F-16 won't have a pilot that can override it. So here's what they did. They did a big dog and pony show over the weekend. The U.S. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall rode in the cockpit of the fighter jet on Friday, which was controlled entirely by AI. He never took over the controls. The whole time he was – by the way, the jet was called Vista, which I don't know if that's going to be the fleet name or just this jet. He, as it flew Kendall, the secretary, there was another – human piloted F-16, which I don't know. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, rescue the Secretary of the Air Force? I'm not sure what the. But they raced. They did maneuvers. Maybe that was the whole point. The jet that Secretary Kendall was in got over 550 miles an hour. They did. They raced within 1,000 feet of each other. He grinned as he climbed out of the cockpit and said, after the hour long flight, he saw enough to trust AI to fire weapons during a war. Saying that human oversight will always be at play when weapons are considered, but then you have the people who are going down the Kyle and Brandon Road saying AI will be able to drop bombs on people without consulting with humans because AI is constantly regenerating and becoming more intelligent. So fight amongst yourselves about something you have no control over.
So all the different documentaries and stuff that have come out on this, there was one with the military, and I remember going in, before I even watched it, I'm freaked out because I'm having that thought. Not that that isn't a logical or somewhat like a conversation to have, but by the end of it I was like, wow, because so many guys from Special Forces were a part of it and are a part of helping, like with their expertise of being Special Forces, they're with the folks that are also inventing all this stuff. And I heard numerous times throughout watching, and there's all these different documentaries on the streaming services, so I don't remember this one in particular, the name of it. But they all at some point or the other said, so-and-so would still be alive if we had that. So-and-so would still be alive if we had that. So, you know, just not that it would take away from what they do, like they're still needed, but had they had these certain devices, that would have saved a lot of people's lives that they were very close to, that they were in combat with.
By the way, news from the future, this is why this stuff doesn't bug me. Greatest things about not having kids is you don't worry about this stuff, is they won't be needed soon either. I mean, eventually we will. This is not, this is not movie stuff. Our army will be robots. If we even need armies anymore, robots fighting robots, it'll all be AI and tech and out of our control, blah, blah, blah. But again, I love that we have things to distract ourselves from our real problems and get upset over. We get a very, very important email from Kayleen. Thank you,
Kayleen,
for writing it. This has become a habit of this show. We'll have to all like lecture one another, reprimand one another. Brandon, I'll need you to write me up. You're the senior management official right here, but Dawn's a senior figure. Maybe Dawn writes me up.
There you go.
You'll write Kyle up. I'll write you up.
Okay.
And, senior figure as an old.
And. I'll go ahead and write Dawn up too, I guess. Write each other up.
Oh, I like it. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to be on file.
Ooh.
This keeps happening. Kayleen says, I may be wrong, but I think you guys were so focused on whether George Clooney was in the movie or not that you never said what the name of the movie was.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that too.
This keeps happening. ADHD of the whole team. No, it's Gravity.
Yeah.
The name. So on that note, since we're such experts, a little bit of entertainment news.
Overture. Yeah. Curtain and lights. It's time for entertainment news.
Everybody's like, we want to see if George Clooney's in the movie. Say the goddamn name of the movie! Sorry. It's called Gravity. All right, entertainment news. Before we get to the big stuff. The Fall Guy, the not really remake, the homage to the TV series of the late 80s, early 90s, starring Lee Majors with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt rom-com, kicked off the official summer movie season first weekend in May. Cost $130 million to make this film.
Good.
And as we kick off the summer movie season, it made $28 million.
Oh,
yeah. No good. Yeah, sorry. Not good. As Hollywood Reporter says, that's a terrible look to start the summer.
Well,
we're watching movies differently now.
We are. Yeah.
And not only that, step back. Before we get ahead of ourselves, there was a lot going on this weekend in the entertainment world. Take out whatever you have going on in your personal lives. there were a lot of other choices, knowing you can wait a few weeks to stream it or whatever.
That's the thing.
We need to get over this box office thing.
And the Fall Guy is not a big grab to me.
They were banking entirely on Gosling.
And that's not a big enough grab for me. I know that he's the biggest thing in Hollywood right now, Barbie, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, the Fall Guy, the concept of it, the reimagination, the reboot is not enough to get butts in seats.
Well, and I just don't. Maybe it's just me, but I don't really feel an urgency anymore because of what you stated, Rob. We can always watch later. Things end up on streaming. I don't have an urgency for it unless it's like, hey, we know this is going to be super big. Is anyone interested on the show in seeing it? You know, because if it is up your alley of something to see it because it might get chatted about. Other than that, I'm like, even with Barbie, I was glad to see it. I wanted to see it, but I'm like, I'm waiting until it's streaming.
Well, that's the thing is short of work responsibilities with almost nobody has other than us.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a really special film to go, ooh, we're going to go see that when it comes out.
Yeah, exactly. See, if it was like in the opening, like if it was a Star Wars movie or a Harry Potter movie, something everybody was super excited to come out and was long awaited, maybe it would have generated more money. But like you guys were saying, it didn't have a grab. Ryan Gosling just doesn't have that kind of pull yet.
Well, and that's why he needs to enjoy his 15 minutes because he's going down the road of Brendan Fraser. He's going to have hopefully not literally the road Brendan Fraser went down in terms of off the set, he's going to have a long cooling off period. He'll make hundreds of millions of dollars while people sign him to endless movies that flop. But the other thing is, too, what Brandon said, nothing anticipated about a Fall Guy movie.
Yeah, and I will wait for a movie most of the time, unless it's like an Oppenheimer where I want to actually see a nuclear explosion, or if it's like a Dune 2 because I know that the special effects and everything, because I'm a nerd for all the sound and the picture and everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire when it first came out. Couldn't because of life situation, you know, having a puppy and all that stuff. You can't go out the opening weekend. But I ended up finally going to see it, and I loved it, you know, and I waited, and it's okay. You can wait, and I think that's just going to be the habit for most people, just waiting.
Okay, got this email, rad@radradio.com. I've talked a little bit over the last few weeks about Them, Season 2, The Scare, which is on Amazon Prime, second most watched thing of all on Amazon this year, about an L.A. Detective in 1991-ish. And it's from the beginning, it's supernatural themed, which I found funny through the whole 8 episodes. My wife and I finished it over the weekend. We're watching it like we're normal humans watching a normal human show, and we're trying to figure out the whodunit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I said, why are we doing this? It's supernatural. It's not going to be a guy. It's not going to be one of these characters they keep making us think it's going to be, but you still play along with the game. So we got this email. It said, WTF, I guess I shouldn't have started the first episode of Them, The Scare, right before bed.
No.
Creepy.
Oh, my gosh. Are you crazy?
To say the least, I am absolutely intrigued. This is going to be good, hopefully.
So, yeah, we made the same. We, not just the mouse in my pocket and I, my fiance Nicole and I, we did end up starting to watch this show, the first episode, right before bed. Bad decision on her part because she gets scared by that kind of stuff. For me, it doesn't really faze me, but not since a movie like Seven has ever put me in this uncomfortable place than this show, Them, The Scare. It is such a good show from the get-go.
Oh, it's always the worst, especially if you have cats. I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you watch something scary, you go to bed, and your cat gets on like a dresser or something and knocks things off, and it scares the living hell out of you.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is why it took us like almost 2 weeks, I think, to get through this, maybe only a week. But my wife has the same problem. I don't. And I go to bed earlier, so I'm like, you want to watch another one? She goes, babe, you got to go to bed. It ain't going to scare you. I'm like, no, I don't get scared by movies. That's why I took it. So
I still haven't gotten through the first one.
Okay, and now that I've seen the whole thing, I told Dawn it gets more gory, more creepy. It also, around episode 5, I'm overstating it a little. It's not quite literally, but it gets closer to demonic, but not really.
Uh-uh.
Includes an exorcism. But again, it doesn't get demonic, but it gets really, really dark, and that's serious. Then it comes out of it. The killing entity is revealed, and enjoy the 7.5 episodes before they get to the end of 8. I'm a little surprised at the people emailing in saying how great the ending is.
Oh,
didn't do it for us. There is, by the way, the last half of episode 8, they pay homage to season 1, which we're told the whole time you don't need to have seen season 1, which we haven't. I only knew because of the job I do and research that I did that the 2 flashbacks to season 1 mattered, because I'm trying to figure out how people who have no idea about season 1 thought the ending was so great, because it ties directly to season 1.
Oh.
Because, and I guess otherwise people thought, oh, they're creating the next, a new season, a new whatever. You'll have to watch it. Whereas, no, they were actually flashing back. It's still good. Look, in the end, this isn't Flight with Denzel Washington or any other movie that I say, if the ending is awful, then it's a waste of my time. It's not awful. It's just, it didn't quite grab us.
So knowing what you know, and I'm only two episodes in, should I stop and go watch the first season and then pick it back up?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm told, though, that season one, which I haven't seen, is not nearly as riveting. And it's much more racially driven in terms of black family moving into, I believe, white neighborhood kind of thing.
Okay.
But that's my, I'm guessing, though, having not seen season one.
Okay. So I like the scary type movies that are more messing with your mind. Right. But I do not like demonic stuff at all. I just steer clear of it. So could I avoid that part and move past it and still
I mean, you need to see the exorcism episode for it to make any sense.
No, yeah. Then I guess.
And again, it's not really demonic, but minds of your ilk will go there. But yeah, the show's not going to make sense. The series isn't going to make sense if you don't get. And that's almost the whole episode.
Well, that's a boo.
So quick hits. Has anybody seen Fallout? Anybody?
No.
Okay. I tried because we're getting all sorts of emails. It's really violent, but I couldn't get into it. It's a post-apocalyptic. I guess it's based on a video game.
Yeah. It's an RPG,
which I don't care.
Hugely popular.
I don't need the video. I've seen plenty of movies about video games to enjoy. I just Ian from Tech to You and Tech to You Tuesday is going to be on next week. He's a big fan, so maybe he can clear that up because I know a lot of you are watching it and we want to try. I tried, and Kyle, I saw another one that's really big that I'm on a break from these goddamn British shows.
Oh, okay.
too much British, like the gentleman. Okay. There's one of the reality shows my wife watches. There's British people we need subtitles for.
Yes.
And so I have watched the trailer. I haven't gotten into Baby Reindeer.
It's okay. My sister was talking about it. I think I heard Dawn make mention of it last week as well. So you were texting me back and forth about the Fallout, and I was like, well, what else is out there? Because Fallout's not my thing. I know it was based on the video game. I had friends that played it. I can't get into it. Too much post-apocalyptic crap on TV. I don't like it. So I was like, let's check out Baby Reindeer. And the first four episodes, it's kind of hard to like stop watching. She's like, oh my God, this is kind of crazy. But it's hard to follow along sometimes just because I feel like it bounces a little bit. But the stuff that goes down that is really intense and creepy is kind of fun to watch.
Is it a stalker show?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's based on a lady who is a stalker for this bartender.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you say I mentioned it?
Yeah, I thought I heard you make mention of it last week.
Is it British?
Yeah, it's British.
So this is the thing. These things will come across. Is it Netflix?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Because that sounds right at my alley. And it must be like what you just said, Rob. So many times now when I look at the preview, and I love me a British accent or even Scottish, but I'm a little burned out.
Yeah.
And I think with that one, I'm like, another one? Gosh dang it.
It's
now it sounds good. Okay.
Oversaturation of the limeys.
Yeah. Well, they dub, you know, they do dub voices for foreign language shows.
I feel like
I made this joke last week, or I'm just having deja vu. But yeah, wouldn't they do like a dub for like an American accent?
I got a British accent.
And you know what? When you're watching it, you can tell like right at first that they have a lot of British accents. But as soon as the show gets going, the main characters aren't super British. I think like the crazy woman has like a Scottish accent, and then the main character guy, it's a little Britishy, but you can't tell that much.
It's still that whole Western European thing.
It is. And my other thing too, this is going to sound terrible, but my other thing too is they're putting out so much good stuff, it makes me mad. I'm all, where's the English, American stuff?
Damn you limeys.
For God's sake. Xenophobia now even against the British. Good Lord.
Rob, anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, anybody. And Dawn Show.